It's the Monday before the annual Empty Bowls event, and down to the wire preparations are underway at the Art Colony in Grand Marais. With just a few days to go, volunteers work tirelessly to get things done.
It's been a lot of back-to-back firing. We've got the kiln cooling right now. It's about
283.
It's below 300 degrees, so we're very excited. We can actually start unloading it. So it's been a lot of pretty busy days and nights.
Ann Ward has thrown more than 100 bowls for the event. In addition to her own work, she's helped other folks in the community craft bowls for the fundraiser.
Carolyn made this one. This is a hand-built one.
Oh my gosh.
She made it with lots of little stone-shaped pieces pressed onto a mold.
Beautiful. Look
at Shining a light on hunger in our community is more important than ever. The number of folks seeking help has skyrocketed in the last year. Jan Parrish is with the county's Health and Human Services Department.
We've seen a great increase in our caseload. We've started tracking the caseload from 2006 through 2010 on a chart, and our numbers that we see in 2010 are at least double of the 2006-2007 numbers.
To be exact, the county's seen an increase of 130% in the last year. Overall, the state of Minnesota has seen a greater demand for food support since the onset of the economic downturn. But the local growth in need surpasses statewide growth by percentage.
Statewide, the increase for September, comparing that to 2005, is 86%. So actually, Cook County has seen a little bit higher increase in the food support increase than statewide.
And the increase in demand for assistance doesn't stop with the county's Health and Human Services Department. It's the same story over at the local food shelf.
And what we found when talking to the food shelf is last year we were saying, oh, there's 75 families in our community that use the food shelf every month. And that had increased from 50 families the year before. Well, now it's 100 kids and 160 adults that are using the food shelf every month.
Amy Demmer is the director of the Art Colony, which right now might be more aptly titled Empty Bowl Central. Most of what needs to get done to pull the event off happens right at the Art Colony. Demmer's fired up about this year's event, and that's not just because her office sits right above the Art Colony's kiln.
We have people in our community that are hungry, and that's, it's not this abstract idea that there's people that are hungry in Africa. There's people that are hungry here in Cook County. And, these aren't random people. These are our neighbors and these are our friends. There's 10% of the people in our county, over 500 people who use some sort of food support program every month. That's WIC, that's the food shelf, or that's food support, which used to be known as food stamps. So, and that doesn't include free and reduced lunches. So that's a large percentage of our community that really is going hungry, and that doesn't even address the people who remain silent in their need.
Demmer hopes the event helps address the silence and stigma surrounding the issue of hunger.
And one of the really interesting things that we found when we started talking to different people about this is that for every $5 in food support, which used to be called food stamps, it generates $9.2 in economic activity for our community. I think that that is a really powerful figure that says that actually if people are receiving food support, when they spend that $5 of food support, it generates $9.20 of economic activity for our community. That's really important. That's saying that this is a really good thing to take care of our neighbors and to take care of each other. I just think that, when we all do better, we all do better. And that's why this is so important to support the people who need it.
Empty Bowls is this Thursday. There will be both a lunch seating from 11 to 2 and a dinner seating from 5 to 7 at the First Congregational Church in Grand Marais. Between then and now, you can bet the kiln at the Art Colony will be going nonstop. But for Grand Marais Potter and event volunteer Joan Farnham, the big payoff comes when the public gets a look at all the handcrafted pots.
Well, I tell you what, there's just nothing like, for me personally, there's just nothing like seeing a table full of bowls that the community has made that are beautiful, that are donated to help other people. That just gets, that's what keeps me going on this, because I just think it's so exciting.
I love it.
A bowl of soup costs $10. You keep the bowl, and the money raised goes to the Cook County Food Shelf. Reporting for North Shore Community Radio, I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.